Giorgio Morandi, Still Life. Welcome to the world of Giorgio Morandi, a 20th century Italian painter known for his profoundly simple still lifes. Here, there are no grand scenes or dazzling subjects. Morandi chooses everyday objects, bottles, vases, cups, which he paints and repaints with an almost meditative precision. Imagine these objects placed on a shelf or table, their outlines barely suggested, creating a subtle balance between volume and space. The horizontal line on which they rest is not just a support, it is the very structure of his compositions, a calm, stable line that gives gentle depth to the whole. And the colors? Faded, delicate tones, ochres, pinkish beiges, soft grays. The light is never harsh. It envelops the forms, caressing them like a quiet touch that invites contemplation. Morandi never tires of painting the same objects, but this isn't due to habit or routine. Each canvas is an exploration, a subtle variation. He studies the shape of a bottle, the shadow falling across a vase, the rhythm created by the juxtaposition of these simple forms. It's a true visual meditation. Morandi can be linked to a certain pictorial tradition. Some critics even compare him to Henri Rousseau, particularly in the way he encloses space. But Morandi goes further, with a unique sobriety and a light that creates an intimate, almost timeless world. Still Life, 1932. Imagine a small canvas where a soft, almost mysterious white bottle stands. Its round neck resembles an inverted flower bud. It emerges against an ochre background, majestic, while other objects fade into the shadows at the edge of the frame. The space is silent. The light gently caresses each shape. In another painting titled Fiori, from 1924, a simple vase holds wilted flowers. The palette is soft, almost faded itself, with delicate ochres and beiges. The vase sits on a shelf, suggested by a subtle horizontal line, lending the whole scene a sense of light depth. The signature, placed near the top center, becomes almost a graphic element, discreet but present. The space between the objects is light, almost airy, yet meticulously arranged. In the 1930s and 1940s, his style evolved. Colors brightened, forms became more open. Each painting became a visual silence, where even the humblest object holds a strong but quiet presence. Let's observe Still Life, 1941. Denser volumes appear, a dark coffee pot and a small vase striped in blue, all bathed in soft, clear light. Shadows structure the scene, and the objects seem to dance in a still ballet, each form finding its place in perfect equilibrium. Morandi also practiced etching, where the finesse of the line and the play of shadows sharpened his ability to structure space and give presence to his object.
Morandi himself said, "I have always concentrated my attention on a limited number of subjects, which may seem repetitive, but I avoided that danger by devoting more time and care to each work, like variations on a single theme." Thus, Morandi paints simplicity, but with a silent, almost sacred intensity.